So are we just gonna jump right into that meeting right away?
Yeah.
Okay. We're here to discuss the, fire contract and the board, with the board, the township fire board. Where do we wanna begin?
Well, Mike, do you wanna introduce a couple people?
Okay, if you don't know, Mike Santo, fire chief. Eric Weller, emergency manager of Lewis County is here. That's all the township board members. Would you like me to start the presentation, or?
Sure.
If you can, my thoughts and department's thoughts, we talked to the officers meeting, and we talked a little bit about with the general department, is we don't feel we can give the residents in this area the coverage they deserve because of the response time. It's, the way it profiles, it's not that far, but getting to a roadway, it's, you know, getting there. Down by your place down there is a long drive for us, you know, and it puts us almost 50 minutes to our southeastern section of cover. And while we're that far out, we give our residents in a town the coverage we need. We're out, heard of Lewis County, Eric, you know, still some of your thunder, but that area averages around 25, 26 calls a year, those sections. We're running 240 now. We're pretty busy for a small town department. I'm very biased, but I do think we have a better department. I'm very biased on that, so. Press quotes me on that. I'm proud of our department. But I think as long as they have an option to go with a closer department that is capable, our thoughts is we don't want this department's thoughts. We can't give them the coverage they deserve. We'll be there on mutual aid regardless of fires.
Right.
At no cost to the township. Whenever we get a fire, you know, I don't know how it's in Lewis County, but sure, in Washington County, we get two departments that are heavy structure fires. So, Lewis County's pretty quick to get that second fire called, too.
We don't have the automatic, but usually if it's in the structure fire, there's two or three other departments fairly quickly.
Of course, the costs are, you know, for our contract, the way we do our contract is probably different than everybody else does. We go 3 years average, rural versus city calls, and whatever for the next 3 year contract, we divide and say it's pretty close to 70-30 percentage or two either way. Whatever the rural percentage is, 30% I think is the last contract. That's what each. We divide that up, they cover 30% of our operating expense, and then we divide it up by all sections. So, I don't know how that would work coming in mid-contract, you know, how that would work because our budget, you know, we're kind of predicting what past and predicting future runs, and also we're throwing more into it. That's a decision on your guys' part, but you know, that's a thought process out there that if you decide to go ahead and do this.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there a package of the information sent out or?
No. I was gonna have it on the map.
Can you see on the front there? It says 6:30.
Thank you for joining us.
So, Doc Man Dave Bay.
Ivan. Malcolm.
Yep.
This is worth the day's pay.
Kirk, do you have anything to add or?
Well, we're just looking for, we're looking for all the help we can get. Okay. With all due respect to the chief, I don't dispute anything that he's saying.
The Janesville Fire Department does a fantastic job with the money that they're budgeted. And it's a fair distribution of expense. Leary Township feels like we're being preyed upon by the city of Madison Lake. We don't really have a problem with their fire department, other than the fact that their equipment's old, they're understaffed, and they're underfunded. We've tried talking to the city about it, and they're really not interested in anything that we have to say. I think we've identified the problem with their funding issues over there, and they're putting a disproportionate percentage of the budget upon the townships. And the city residents they're not getting a free ride, but they're paying a much smaller percentage than Janesville, for example. City of Madison Lake for 2025 was consuming about 45% of the calls, and they're only funding about 35% of the budget. When we put it into perspective for Leary Township, of course, we're 32 sections, and we're covered by four different fire departments: St. Clair, Madison Lake, Janesville, and Eagle Lake. Each cover almost an equal portion, about a fourth of our township. We pay more to Madison Lake for the fourth that they do than we do for the other three quarters of our township combined times two. Their equipment's old, they need new equipment, they don't have the money. The city doesn't think it's necessary to fund it correctly. They need a new fireball. They get new trucks, it doesn't do them any good because they won't fit in the building that they've got. They need radios, they need turnout gear. The list just goes on and on. I mean, they do a great job with what they have. You know, and anytime you go into a situation like this, you know, you ask for everything that you can get, okay? Would we be willing to, you know, pare that back? It would give you an opportunity to help us a little bit. So, for example, you're picking up half of Section 12. You pick up the other half of Section 12, that every little bit helps us. And, you know, and then just geographically looking at it, Section 11. If we could just pick up half of 12 and 11, that would go a long way towards helping us. I understand, you know, that we've got a pretty broad coverage area there.
Does anybody else have anything to add to the conversation?
I guess the one other thing I'll just mention, we realize that what we're asking is unusual, and we'd be jumping in mid-contract on that. By adding more sections, it's going to, using the current formula that you're using, adding more sections to the township side of it is going to lower the cost per township to the rest of the townships. And we don't think that's fair to other townships or to the city. And so from that standpoint, you know, we maybe want to look at an addendum to the contract until this one has expired, and then we would pay a special amount per section for whatever area is added. And it doesn't have to be, you know, what we're paying per section per township right now. That's something we're willing to negotiate with you. And we realize there's probably a little higher call volume there, even in picking up that section and a half. But we'd certainly be willing to work with you on that as well. The chief comments about making it down to my place, and that is the outer reaches of what we were asking for. I live on Madison Lake, right down by the DNR landing on the east side of the lake, kind of down in behind Dallas there. And, you know, and I drove it and clocked it, and you're spot on. You know, that's going to be a push, especially when you're on the other side of your coverage area. But pretty much anything in the western boundaries of our coverage area with you right now is still going to be a push in that situation. So adding a half a mile or a mile to it, I don't see how that's going to have a major impact.
It's not necessarily just adding your district or your section. By adding your section, we have to go to Blue Earth County now and have dispatch and everything reassessed, and they have to put a lot of money into redoing their mapping systems and things like that. So there's quite a big cost that comes along with this. It's not just, hey, can you add these to your fire calls and you just take them? Because those calls are still going to go through to dispatch over there, because this is Blue Earth County. And now those calls have to get rerouted to Waseca County. Now Waseca County has to figure out on their maps where those are and whose area that is. And then they have to page those out. So Blue Earth County has to change their mapping system. Waseca County has to change their mapping system. So those thousands of dollars that have to go into each county to add these sections. So it's not just you asking us, can you just add these sections to your fire calls? There's more entailed here than just us picking up your section. You know what I'm saying? There's a little bit more that goes to it.
Who bears the cost for that?
The counties do.
Yeah, we're going to bear the cost, but we'll be billing somebody. So a minimum of $5,000, probably up to $10,000. Because this doesn't happen very often, so there's unknown cost.
So that's something else. And
that also doesn't include redoing all of the maps that the departments have, printing those again.
So assuming that this doesn't give Madison Lake a kick in the pants to get their act together, start going the way you'd like them to, Chief, will this, time factors aside, equipment-wise, personnel-wise, are we equipped to handle this? Or are we going to have to restructure a little bit and all of a sudden think about, oh, we need another truck, we need another two, three people to cover this?
I think the personnel we have could cover it. So we're running 240 calls a year average now. You know, we had another 20 to that. But odds of getting simultaneous calls, we get that 3-4 times a year now. You could say if they go in streets, you know, it's spaced out. And most of them are medicals. That we cover in this too. It's just the lake area over there. Scares me a little bit with the response that we could provide for any of the lake coverage, the actual lake coverage. We've got two boats, basically Lake Elysian is the only one we really cover. I know Madison Lake has a lot more water rescue stuff, equipment, and training than we do. That part's scary. We'll probably both gonna be out there regardless, depending on what it is. But it does cause some issues when you split a lake up for dispatch. You know, where are you on the lake? Which department do I send? It gets confusing. Normally they send everybody or something like that, but where you can probably elaborate more on that than I can.
Yeah, that'll be an issue because 3/4 would be in the right township as opposed to the other portion. We have to look at that. I think some of that with the water rescue is how quick can you get there? What do you have for water rescue equipment, both boats, but also ice rescue stuff? Lots of ice fishermen up there as well. So the other thing, as Sarah said earlier, the call transfer, that will delay getting once the call comes in to us, and we have taken information and call transferred to Waseca, that's an additional step that will take a little bit longer. And I was of the essence, as you said, Chief, with medicals, and 80% of the calls probably are medical. And there were 24, I think, was the correct number for last year, for fiscal year 25, in that area, with 127 calls.
Ivan, do you have anything to add?
Ken, you talked about doing this rather quickly, and I don't see any way we can do it until the contract renews at the first of the year if we decide to do it. We're still working on finding another councilman here. So, technically, we can't vote on a fire department issue.
I feel we can, because it doesn't affect our wage.
We don't get anything monetarily for this.
Because we've voted on plenty of things in the past outside of, it's mainly just our call wage and retirement things that we don't.
If the whole process is going to take some time to set up and establish the switchover, it's not going to just happen on the first of the month. That if we have to assign new fire numbers to all those addresses and get everything squared away, there is a time factor here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what time frame were you looking at?
Well, we were hoping to get something ironed out one way or another before the end of the calendar year, because that's when our contract with Madison Lake is set to expire. And they've implemented a new formula for how they're going to distribute the costs, and it's become even more regressive. The City of Madison Lake, with their new formula as things stand right now, their percentage is going to drop from 36% of the budget down to 31%. And they're actually shifting more of the burden over onto the townships now. And it just, for what it's worth, we've tried to negotiate in good faith with the City of Madison Lake, the mayor, the city council, and the city administrator. And in public meetings, they told us if we don't like it, we should build our own fire hall, start our own fire department, go somewhere else. We don't look at that like that's a good faith negotiation. They're basically delivering ultimatums. We've got some people in our township that are not happy with us even pursuing the idea of leaving Madison Lake, because it's going to have a major impact on their homeowners insurance.
Mm, big time.
And and our goal here is not to punish people from that standpoint. And that's why we're willing to scale it back a little bit.
My take is, at this point, I feel that we're not ready to take on this extra territory. That's my opinion.
I'd have to agree with that.
If this wanted to be talked about at contract time, that'd be one thing, but...
Which is actually December of 27, so it's one full additional year.
Right. Yep. But my take as of right now is I think it's a little too far, and we'd be there anyways, probably, or will be for any sort of structure fire, lake rescue probably, but
my big concern is people's lives. We're just not going to get there in time to save anybody. You get somebody in the water and we're not going to be rescuing anymore, we're going to be recovery. Madison Lake's right there. And if we're having to call them for mutual aid, then that's your primary fire department. If there's a structure fire and we're calling them for mutual aid before we even get there, that's your primary fire department. And what service are we doing if we're constantly calling them before we even get there? That's definitely not a service. If we're calling them all and saying, hey, we need you for mutual aid for a structure fire in your town, but we're supposed to be there first. And I sympathize with you, I understand what you're saying. You're in a bad predicament, but it's just people's lives on the line for here for this amount of time for us to get there. There's property, people's homeowners insurance. Like, if you're saying other people are upset about this, but you're here really wanting this to happen, but other people aren't wanting this to happen, then maybe you guys need to have some discussions with some other people, too.
I would assume by this point Madison Lake has been made aware that you're having these conversations.
Well, they basically sent out their proposed contract that would go into effect January 1.
Well, did they send that out and make that decision before they told you to go do your own thing, or are they aware that you're seeking our assistance?
Well, we don't necessarily have to walk hand in hand with Madison Lake when we're seeking our other options. So, you know, they basically told us to go fly a kite. So, we're trying to fly a kite.
I mean, Andy and Fair, they have. I kind of agree with them. I sympathize, and this is a lot. And I can't say I wouldn't do the same thing in your place. My thought is broad strokes here. Madison Lake is just doing a power play or whatever they're doing with you. If they suddenly know that you're here trying to get us to take over, and whatever, are they suddenly going to go, whoops, we made a mistake, and they're going to reevaluate to make it work?
Well, I can't really speak to what Madison Lake is going to do. It would leave a hole in their budget, okay? And it may force them to have the residents of Madison Lake pay their fair share for the fire charge, is what it may end up doing. It doesn't sound like you guys have much of an appetite for it, but we appreciate having an honest, frank, give and take discussion about it.
Yeah, I don't think it's that we don't want to, but I think, with, like Sarah and I both said, you know, it's just a little too far, and it could potentially bring a lot of stress to some of our folks too, you know, if we're getting there late. And
well, one of the things that has come out of this process is that we've discovered we're paying for double coverage on one of our sections. We're paying you guys and we're paying Madison Lake to cover a section that apparently has been going on for many years. So we're going to be making some progress there, because we're going to continue to have you guys cover the section in question, but we are going to remove that from now.
Okay.
Have you looked into having, like, Eagle Lake take over 10 and 15?
Well, we decided to start here and seeing how things are going to go on this end. And then if we made some progress here, we wanted to open up a dialogue with Eagle Lake and see what kind of help we can get from them.
Chief, is there any of this that we potentially could take over and not stretch ourselves so thin, like if we didn't get into 11 and 10 and 15, if we just did that portion of 12? Is that possible?
You know, cutting straight across over to, I see the section 15, deductible.
15 is a 9-mile corner.
No, we're, at one point we were talking about that, but I think 10 and 15 are clearly off the table.
Okay.
As things stand right now, we could just get you to take the other half at 12 and 11. I think that would be a step in the right direction. And, you know, we, like I said earlier, we'd be willing to have amendment to the current contract with an agreed upon price for coverage for that, independent of what the other townships are doing. So that can be factored in at, in the next contract negotiations.